Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Pacific Book Review says of Beyond Death by Sally Muir, a book you won't want to miss. Beyond Death offers the readers a fascinating glimpse into the afterlife. We peer into the other side. After Nanette Peterson died, she came to Sally and told her about her experiences after death. Thus began the daily chats, which opened the amazing world of the afterlife. Many of the things that people wonder about the afterlife are shown to them in detail in Sally's book. Sally started out as a public school teacher, then took time off when her two boys were born. During that time, she was active in a Protestant church and community work. She was led by spirit to go to the Waldorf Institute of Mercy College, where she learned the mystical understandings of Christianity she craved. She also studied early childhood teaching and became a Waldorf early childhood teacher. She loved being with the children. An automobile accident stopped that work. Later, she was led to Sancta Sophia Seminary, where she was ordained as a minister. She developed a telepathic connection to spirit during her daily practice of prayer and meditation. And Sally Muir, author of Beyond Death, Continuing Stories in the Afterlife, joins us on This Week in America. Hi, Sally. Welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you, Rick.
Looking forward to this story. Such a fascinating story. I'll give you Sally's book information as we go through the program, including her website, beyonddeathbook.com. How did your ability to hear the spirit, how did that happen?
Well, when I was in my 20s, I used to get intuitive messages, and sometimes I'd have a voice. And then one day, something changed, and I was tired, and I needed a shower, and I had my little baby Eric down for a nap and our oldest son Dan. And when they were both settled, I finally had time to sneak in and wash myself. And as I was under the water, I was half praying and half wondering, what is my relationship to my son Dan? To my shock, a telepathic voice answered me.
Wow.
It said, he was your father in a past life, and you are his counterpoint. For many reasons, this startled me, as you might imagine, and I began to search for understandings about reincarnation, inner prompting from the spirit, and hidden mysteries. Through daily prayer and meditation, I was able to develop that channel through which I could contact the higher worlds. And I want to say that talking with loved ones after they die may seem an unusual undertaking, but actually I fell into it unknowingly. It's my habit to send love and light to those who have died, especially right after their death. And it helps support them as they make their transition into the spiritual world. And I found that when I prayed for them, they communicated with me. And that's how it started.
Sally Muir, our guest on the program, that's M-U-I-R. The book is Beyond Death. Her website is beyonddeathbook.com. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Once you went through this process and this began for you, what inspired you to write the book? And I say that because this book has been so helpful to so many people, the book Beyond Death. What inspired you to write the book?
My friend Nanette Peterson, who was 90, had just died. And a day or so later, we were in a group meditation in the space where she ran her spiritual center. And in the silence, she said, you don't know I'm here, but I am. And I could feel her being amused and chuckling at this. And she told me that we were going to work together. And she was going to dictate to me what life was like in the afterlife. You can imagine my surprise.
Yes.
Yes. We began our morning chat. And she wanted to give me understandings about the world that she was in, and I wanted to help her with that. So she would experience things in the afterlife, and then she'd save them up to talk about, and I would write them down as she dictated to me. And I must say that she was fun to work with. She was excited, enthusiastic, and absolutely delighted to be in the spiritual world. Actually, she was like a kid in a candy store, experiencing so many things she wanted to do.
That would be so fascinating to be able to receive that information. With us on the program is Sally Muir. That's M-U-I-R. I'll give you all the book information here in a few seconds. What does Nanette talk about that were especially interesting and enlightening to you? What caught your attention?
Well, when she died, she talked about an angel coming to her, a very high soul, and taking her to the light. And when she was in the light, she immediately felt love all around her. And she met people that she had known in her family that had died before her. And she absolutely loved seeing them. And she said, "I celebrated like crazy." And I know she did, knowing her. She was no longer in a physical body, but she was in a light body. And she could move around easily. And one thing that I learned is that people are so joyous about being out of their bodies. They feel free and liberated when they go. So that's always a good thing. So she told me about what the air was like, for instance, and it's filled with a substance of complete love and something else she couldn't name. Air is not clear there like it is on Earth, but it's a color. And she can't describe the color. And so many people who have died can't describe the colors there because they're higher in frequency than ours. And they have no context to say what they look like, but it's beautiful. And the colorful clouds come by and they move in harmony in a very rhythmic way. And they work with higher senses than we do. They're different from ours, but they still function as senses for them. And they speak telepathically, which was helpful for me. Nanette had a way of reading my mind. And as we talked, she said to me one day, "I can tell you're worried that the music here will be Muzak all over again. You'll be in eternity with elevator music." And I had, because that's something I worried about. And she reassured me that it's a beautiful harmony that surrounds them. And the music is very healing. That's good to know.
Well, it is. I can't imagine Kenny G for the rest of eternity. So, yes, that is good to know that to get that inside information. Didn't mean to interrupt there. This is fascinating, but that's been on my mind as well. What are we going to have to listen to? So I can check that off now. I don't have to worry about that any longer.
You're safe now, Rick. I get the feeling that she went into an environment designed to bring love, harmony, peace, and growth to her. And she states, "God is everywhere." An interesting fact that you might want to be knowing is that they're all clean all the time. There's no garbage to get rid of. There are no bodies to bleed because they're in a light body. There's no food to go through a system, and there's no paper. So it's very clean there. And people die from the earth, and they've been sick. And some need healing or rest. So they go before they take on their new life there. And so they go to hospitals. And the way they heal is by love and sound frequencies. And their devices that they use. And they're done with these devices, and when that's finished, they give them a light treatment, and the devices go back to their original state. So there's no trash there either. one of the things that Nanette really loved were the great libraries where you can look up anything you want on earth, anything. And she was such a curious soul that she loved to go to the libraries. And one of the things she said is, if you want to learn about someone's life, you experience it as if you are living it. It's like being in a movie where you're the person thinking their thoughts and feeling their feelings. So when you get done with it, you can stop it or turn it off. And nothing is hidden, and no one is hidden. There are no secrets. It's all out there. She even looked into my life and told me things, which was fun. She says every landscape has a different feeling to it. And she talks about going to these landscapes and experiencing their unique feelings. For instance, if you go to a desert, you'll feel an absence of life and solitude. If you go to an icy, isolated place, you'll feel the cold chill. And when you go to a spring-like place, you feel a new life blooming. And you take in that energy. And she said, this is very popular there. There are many beings who experience this. And she says, it's like a spa for the soul. So that sounds like something that people really would enjoy.
Oh, yes.
And Nanette went to all the landscapes to feel the differences. She loved it. And she has an insatiable curiosity and great joy, so she tries almost everything. She also talks about evil and where God is during a disaster. And also, as an astrologer, she really loved the skies and the planets and all the stars. And she now leads adventures out into them. She's learned how to go out and come back. And she loves that part of it. Also, in her adventures, she can go to the earth and she can see all the things that she didn't see on earth. And she even went to the center of the earth and was amazed at what she experienced.
So many of these stories are just so captivating, and all in Sally's book, Beyond Death, Continuing Stories in the Afterlife, Sally Muir, M-U-I-R. Her website is beyonddeathbook.com. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on to Sally's website, get all the information, and order the book there as well. Nanette was going through her life review. What is the nature of the life review?
When you're settled in your new environment, the spiritual beings begin to come to you and approach you to evaluate your life on earth. And then they have sessions where you look at various themes like how I treated others on earth, crisis moments or joyful moments or family life. And you go through that and see how you reacted. And Nanette started with how she related to others. And she saw all of the good, the bad, and the ugly moments in her life. And she felt the love of others that others had for her and the love that she had for other people. And she also felt if you hurt them, she would feel hurt, the hurt in herself. So if you hurt someone else, you'll feel that hurt as you go through the life review. And she also states that we all delude ourselves as we go through a lot of life. We see through a glass darkly, I guess she is saying. But with the review, we see the actions that we have in light of the real truth. How you love others is the most important issue. And also how you were a service to others. That's very important also. That's what the life review brings out. And as you go through the process, you see the work that you need to do on your character. And sometimes you need to make something up to someone if you've hurt them. And you vow that in your next life, you'll come back and try to develop maybe a certain character trait to help you, like compassion. And then we will be put into situations where we learn to be compassionate. Our life script will be working with helping someone or doing something that will teach us compassion. And if we owe a karmic debt to someone, we also set that up to try to repay it. And this is all set up before we come back into Earth again, according to Nanette. So we have to learn all of our soul lessons. But in these sessions, when it comes just too much to endure during the sessions, they're stopped. And then you're helped by the angels to feel better. So there's rest between the sessions.
Sally Muir, our guest on the program, M-U-I-R. The book is Beyond Death, continuing series, Stories in the Afterlife. And I'll give you more information as we go on how to contact Sally and how to get information and purchase the book. The book Beyond Death is in two parts. Describe the format of the book.
Well, the first part of the book is the story of Nanette as she goes through the first year of her journey. And the second part tells stories about how I prayed for people after they died. And they had a need or wanted help or asked me to send a message. And it included dream contact initially, or in one case, a man needing a forgiveness ceremony. People who had committed suicide. Another one was attached to wires, keeping his body alive while he was clinically dead. And he had certain needs in that state, things like that.
How does prayer play a part in working with the dead? How important is that?
Well, those who have died are going through a new life completely, and they're not automatically in a place they understand or are familiar with. They have to learn about it, just like we do when we're born into the earth. They are most familiar right after they died with their life and loved ones who are on earth. So they need the comfort of having the prayer energy around them. And when we pray, we have a spiritual substance and give that to the angels. And then the angels use that to bless the one we pray for. So this familiar love and support that they feel from those on earth is a great comfort to them and helps them as they travel into their new experiences.
Well, time, as I knew was going to be the case, going by so quickly. Such a fascinating story, and you will read all of this in Sally's book, Beyond Death, Continuing Stories in the Afterlife, Sally Muir, M-U-I-R. Sally, what are some of the things that readers learn from reading this book? I mentioned a little bit of from one of the reviews in the beginning. The book is so powerful and impacting so many people in a very positive way. What do you hope readers take away from reading Beyond Death?
I think one of the biggest things is that human beings are loved beyond anything we can imagine. We all have guardian angels that are with us all the time. They're watching over us. They're keeping us safe as much as they can. We sometimes interfere with that, as you may guess. But the whole earth is protected by greater spiritual beings, and certain influences are not allowed to enter the protected space. And I'd like to say that our goal in human life is to learn to love and serve others. Those who are willing to serve go to higher planes after death, and they have much more responsibility. We all have lessons to learn, and every life is precious and meaningful.
A few minutes left. I want to ask, what understandings have you gleaned working with the dead? This has to be fascinating, and I'm sure lessons you learned along the way. What understandings have you gleaned?
Everyone has a different death experience. No two are alike, just as every birth is different here on Earth. And no matter what kind of life we live on Earth, we're deeply loved. We can always pray when we are in spirit, and help will be given. I've seen this time and again. It's best to forgive others on Earth and deal with your addictions. When you're in the spiritual world, you may regret things that you didn't do on Earth, and you can't change it. So it's best to forgive those people. Otherwise, we carry a soul pain in the spirit. And also, human life is an ongoing and evolutionary process. We develop and learn lessons until we become loving and light-filled. Each lifetime, we work to learn our lessons, and as we do, we become more conscious and develop greater love. And no matter what your belief or experience, love is a central glue that holds together all of the universe. And that's what I've gleaned.
So fascinating. And the book is Beyond Death, Continuing Stories in the Afterlife. Sally Muir, M-U-I-R, is the author. Her website is beyonddeathbook.com. Book, of course, available at Amazon, the usual places. All of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Sally, are you working on another book now? Do you have more stories, wisdom to share with people?
Nothing has come yet, so I can't say I am. I've had some death experiences with close family members, so I'm working with that.
Well, and you said yet, so there's hope that there will be another book that Sally will write. And this book is so well written. Once you start reading it, it will be literally impossible to put the book down. So many questions that you have that you will get a glimpse at the other side. And the book is, again, Beyond Death, Continuing Stories in the Afterlife by Sally Muir, M-U-I-R. Sally, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us, explaining the book Beyond Death, and for many of us, answering questions and giving us some guidance what we can do a little bit differently here in this life. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Oh, you're very welcome, and thank you, Rick.
It has been a pleasure having you on the program. Sally Muir, M-U-I-R, the book Beyond Death, Continuing Stories in the Afterlife. The website is very simple, beyonddeathbook.com. Again, available wherever books are sold, and more information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.